your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Time for the next segment of KER Politics, featuring Jim McKinney and certainly featuring Big Al myself. I'm going to talk first of all about why Jimmy feels that Hunter Biden will probably have to go down because of some of the laws that he's broken. Jimmy, you're on, bud. Concise and accurate, please, sir.
Yeah, actually, I think our discussion here at the break was whether or not Hunter Biden will go down, and your position was that he wouldn't. And my position is I don't really care about Hunter Biden.
Okay.
What I care about is the fact that Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, as a candidate for president and President of the United States, used his position to benefit his family and his son's businesses in order to that directly undermine U.S. foreign policy and was a level of corruption that probably has never been seen in this nation. And I think that what matters here is holding Joe Biden accountable for using his office in order to enrich his family and to do that for negative consequences about foreign policy. And that is with China, that's with Romania, that's with Ukraine, firing the prosecutor. It's selling out America for his own personal financial interests.
Okay, I strongly disagree. And the only reason I disagree is I have done a fair amount of research on Hunter. I've read most of the books that have been written by him, including the one by a respected journalist, etc., etc. And there is something that is keeping him in the public eye in a positive sense, and I simply can't understand what that is. Anyway, let's go. Now that everybody knows where you stand, Jim, and where I stand,
I want to make sure that we've got that point. I can care less about Hunter Biden.
Okay,
what I care about is Joe Biden uses his
power. I agree. So let's go on. Here's a brief summary, you guys, about what's going economically in the United States. We talked about it in a daily editorial yesterday. It's interesting. Zero Hedge put up some of the graphs that are a very good illustration when it comes to what's going on economically in America. It ain't good at all. Jimmy, I'd like you to just kind of summarize it here.
Sure. Core inflation is up. Consumer price index is up slightly. These aren't big rises, but they are significant because, again, it's a continuation over months and months and months of inflation. So
Right. It's
not like a 3% inflation rate is actually a decline. It's actually an increase on top of what happened, you know, over the last year and a half, 2 years with the Biden administration overspending U.S. taxpayer dollars. That savings is down. That personal income is down, spending is up, which indicates that people are spending their savings.
Right.
And of course, credit card debt is maxed out for as high as it has been in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. But some of the other very strange indicators, M2, the actual money supply, is down to its lowest level of growth since 1933, the Great Depression.
Right.
So that's an interesting indicator. And of course, pending home sales now, the difference year over year, transactions fell by 14%. So basically that's been since the 2008 crisis that we haven't had as much activity. These will have impacts on the upcoming quarters statistics and should indicate that we are in negative growth rates.
Jimmy, I agree 100% with what you're saying. The one statistic that really, really caught my attention, because I knew it was going to happen eventually, and it's happened now, and that's the one dealing with home sales. Home sales are down. I take that personally because when I sold my condo, the price was off. It took me 7 months to sell it. Very, very nice condo located on a private golf course. It took me months to sell it. It should have sold overnight. And my cost, based on comparisons in the neighborhood, was off 50% from what it should have been. Hurt me real bad, Jim.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You're seeing it in many, many markets around the country,
yeah,
especially in the commercial and rental markets in the major urban areas. And again, that has the big impact there is people working from home,
yeah,
major corporations not wanting to pay the overhead for that very expensive commercial real estate. And of course, that impacts the overall rental markets, and that will, in the long term, that's going to be a very big problem. I mean, we're going to see that coming up, especially in cities like San Francisco, where they're saying that's over 30% reduction in rents. I mean, that's huge. And those big cities have a big impact on the rest of the nation's economy.
Yes, they do. No question about that. As San Francisco goes in terms of real estate, so goes America, and the same is true for Los Angeles and other major cities.
Chicago, New York, Atlanta, you're seeing this across the board.
You bet. I'm really sorry to see that. Jimmy, we're at 6 minutes, 18 seconds right now. I'd like you to finish out this segment.
Yeah, so there's also some problems, delinquencies on credit card debt. Like, we've spent, more people are, like, credit card poor, paying these high interest rates than any time in the last decade. But then the actual default and the delinquencies on their payments is going up, which actually only compounds the problem for many of these credit card holders. And again, when you're looking at potential, you know, the Fed is actually trying to slow employment rates. They're trying to slow the economy down in order to get inflation down. These problems, when they combine together, will actually drive markets into probably some negative territory. And of course, with the craziness in the bond markets, with these inverted bond yields, there's all kinds of problems that we've gotten indicator after indicator after indicator. And I want to remind people that back in 2007, just watch The Big Short. It's a great example of that. The professionals did not see it coming or ignored it. They ignored the financial crisis of 2008-2009. And of course, it took really people. I refinanced a house in summer of 2007, and I did it at under, I wanted to be 25% below what I could manage because I had expected a decline in the market. So I saw it coming. People can see this coming. But others do not, because they ignore it and they think it's going to go on forever. And it's been a long time since we've had a major problem. I think it's coming. It took a year and a half before it actually hit in 2007, 2008. And I think we're in that same boat right now, Al.
Nothing goes on forever, Jeremy. No question about that. Okay, you guys, real quick break for the top of the hour news on the stations that carry this great show.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.